Welcome to Breaking Free Podcast, your recovery, your way. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Liv. You're in the right place if you want to explore what it means to be in recovery, to challenge the things that keep us small, and to learn how to thrive independently.
Together, we are breaking free. Just a quick reminder that while I'm a nurse and a coach, and Liv is a coach, recovery advocate, and a writer, we are not doctors. This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. If you need to, please, please see a doctor.
The Alana Club of Portland is proud to sponsor the Breaking Free Podcast. Your recovery, your way, is at the heart of our approach to recovery support services.
Unity Recovery, an inclusive recovery community organization serving all of Philadelphia, is proud to support the Breaking Free Podcast. Recovery is possible. Find your path to break free.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Breaking Free. Today, we're going to be talking about diet culture, what it is and why it's harmful. Tiffany, what do you mean by diet culture?
To diet culture, that's a great question. There's a lot of really awesome articles out there. There's a lot of really great definitions. They're all pretty long-winded. We'll touch on one, but I wanted to kind of give my personal definition. And so when I'm referring to diet culture, I'm usually referring to our collective belief systems, our messaging, and the systems that contribute to our value being connected to looking a certain way, eating a certain way, being a certain size. The idea that we are broken if we overeat, if we struggle with food. It's this value system that harms people because it contributes to, well, it causes a lot of people to choose to diet, which dieting now we know doesn't work and actually is an indicator of disordered eating. So it actually is connected to creating disordered eating. And then it also contributes to having poor body image. So you know, it gives us this idea that we're not good enough as we are. And so the diet industry is a huge contributor to this. They profit billions of dollars off of us believing that there's something wrong with us every year. And really, you know, when I hear people talking about it, when I hear someone saying, like, I'm just an emotional overeater with no willpower.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's just an idea that's perpetuated through diet culture. So that's how I experience it in the world the most frequently is that messaging.
So diet culture is actually a relatively new term. For people that don't know, where would we see this kind of messaging?
Any marketing.
So in magazines, like health magazines.
Every magazine. Open Good Housekeeping, you know. I mean, everywhere. You see it on TV. You see it on social media. I was amazed on my Pinterest board. I have a lot of intuitive eating, like anti-diet pins. And blended in with those pins would be diet plans, weight loss plans that I could purchase, right? For sale ads. And they looked exactly like all of the other pins. It was incredible how subtle and insidious those messages are.
What do you think about the reinforcing of those messages? So, you know, like Oprah, for example, sponsoring Weight Watchers.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. I see so many women leaders and, you know, men too, but this is something I feel like is more prevalent amongst women. Women leaders who are out there and they're like, oh, I felt, you know, bad about my body, so I went on a diet and lost 50 pounds and now I feel great. And then, of course, 2 years later, they've gained the weight back. Yeah. They're having shame.
And then they're shamed in the magazine too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so even the idea that we are our bodies, right? Like that our bodies are something that needs to be, well, we're going to talk about body comparison on another episode down the road. But, you know, that our bodies are, that our value is about what our body looks like instead of what our body does. Yeah. It's so hard. I see so many women leaders who are out there, you know, they're well respected, they're doing amazing things, and yet they're really perpetuating this message by saying things like, oh, well, I was feeling bad about my body, so I'm going to go on a diet. I lost weight and now I feel great. Right.
The diet and weight loss is the solution to their woes. Right.
Yeah. So if you don't feel like you're good enough, you need to change your body.
Yes.
Instead of working on your value and work. Right. And then, you know, 2 years later, they've gained the weight back because that's what happens.
Because diets don't work.
Yeah, diets don't work. It's well documented in the research.
Yeah.
And so, you know, then they're, you know, they've gained the weight back and then they're kind of stuck in that shame spiral again because now they've failed on top of everything.
And then they're shamed in magazines. Like, that's an actual feature in magazines is, you know, look at this person 5 years ago and look at them now. Mm-hmm. And then the converse too, you know, look how big, you know, I say in air quotes, this person was, and look at how amazing they are now. You know, even the language that you use around that is shaming.
Yeah, absolutely.
The biggest thing change in my life was when I stopped buying women's magazines. I stopped comparing myself. I stopped buying something because it had the latest solution, you know, that was a diet. You know, and I actually, oh my God, that was so freeing. Nearly as freeing as throwing away a scale.
Yeah, I actually put mine out in the garage. I wasn't ready to like give it up. And it's awesome. Like I can't remember the last time I weighed myself, but it's interesting when I'm tempted to weigh myself.
Oh, when?
Yeah. Like when I'm feeling self-conscious or something. And I'm like, how is that going to help?
Because your weight is a measure of
my worth, right? Yeah.
Because that's what we've been told.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to go a little more into this on another episode, but it's the idea that your value and your worth and your happiness are tied to your size or what you look like or the number on the scale, right? Yeah. And that's diet culture. And it is perpetuated all over the place.
Yeah.
So I feel like we hear it in our family system.
Oh my God.
We hear it from our girlfriends.
Yeah.
We hear it at the doctor's office.
Yeah.
We hear it, and we'll, you know, that's something I feel really passionately about. You can check out my blog if you want to learn more about how passionate I am about this. but you know, it's something that we're exposed to all of the time. So there's an awesome documentary called Embrace.
I love that documentary.
Oh, so good. And she goes into how often and in what ways we're advertised to.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It's really frightening to me, you know, going back to the family system. You know, there's a member of my family that always, when they talk to me, they tell me what their weight is. Like, oh, I've lost 5 to 10 pounds, or, oh, I really hate myself because I've put on this much weight and I'm so fed up with myself. And it's like, that's an identifier of their well-being. That's really sad to me.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because, you know, we go through different phases of our lives and our body is trying to keep everything kind of in equilibrium and there's reasons for all of these things. And so, so for example, I personally have put on some weight because I haven't weighed myself, so I have no idea how much, but I know some clothes are more snug and others aren't, you know. But I've been doing this treatment. I have a chronic infection and I'm trying to treat it and the medication is really hard on my body. I've been less active, you know, I'm craving carbohydrates more, right? And I'm sure my body's just having a lot more stress, so a lot of more cortisol in my system. And so I know this, and instead of in the past, what I would have done is instead of appreciating like, oh my gosh, my body is working so hard to try to kick this infection and like you know, trying to heal me and all of the stress that my body's under. In the past, I would have been like, oh my gosh, you know, I've gained weight and that means there's something bad or wrong about me. Yeah. And then I would restrict, put my body under further stress.
So you punish, in effect, you're punishing your body for healing you.
For taking care, doing what it's trying to do, right? And so it's amazing. The culture is really powerful.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're exposed. I mean, you know, social media alone. I started muting people or whatever when they have like before and afters and when they're like, you know, kind of contributing to diet culture. It's
the
incredible.
Sugar-free diet.
All that
Let's
stuff.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, all of that stuff. And actually, I got on Instagram much later than everyone else in the world. And so I was able to curate my Instagram feed in a different way than, you know, I probably have like 2,000 Facebook friends and I don't know who they are. It's like all business, you know, networking stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, those of you who are my friends, I love you and you are my friend. But a lot of people on, you know, those connections aren't real face-to-face connections, right? So it's just kind of out of control. But on Instagram, I really curated. I have a very body positive feed and anti-diet. And it's so beautiful. Yeah. And I get to see such a variety of people. For example, like I Weigh. Have you followed that one?
No, but I do now.
Jamila Jamil. I'm not sure if I'm saying her name right, but she is incredible. And so she's got this hashtag I weigh. And you have to be careful. Yeah. Some of them still, you know, some of them are still like people in a bikini or whatever. But most of the time it's women posting their picture with a bunch of words that say, like, they weigh so much more than the number on the scale.
Yeah.
You know, like, they are scientists. They are mothers. They are artists. They are writers, you know.
Right. And that we start to compliment women in non-body related ways too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you're so smart. Not, oh, you've lost weight. You look great.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it's so insidious. And I still find myself sometimes every now and then, you know, we just did an episode a little while ago on clean, right?
Yeah.
I'll say something like a clean diet. I'm like, oh man, you know, I'm contributing to diet culture, right? Or, you know, or a lot of times I have the experience where people will come up to me and they're excited that they've lost weight. And we'll go into this more on the weight loss episode, but I'm weight neutral. So to me, you know, be excited that you just launched your first podcast, for example, or like, I want to be excited for you about what you're accomplishing, about the wins in your life rather than how you look.
Yeah.
So,
because looks are not forever, right?
Well, and they're also exclusive, like it's excluding. So Christy Harrison she's a dietitian, intuitive eating counselor, and she is very, you know, body positive, weight neutral, anti-diet. All right, we're going to take a pause here so that we can hear from our awesome sponsors.
The Alana Club of Portland is proud to sponsor the Breaking Free podcast. Your recovery, your way, is at the heart of our approach to recovery support services. As the largest and most diversely programmed non-clinical recovery support center in the United States, we've been proudly breaking barriers and forging new pathways for years to ensure everyone has a home in recovery. From peer mentoring to recovery CrossFit, from trauma-informed yoga to mindfulness training, the Alana Club of Portland has a recovery pathway that's right for you.
Here at Unity Recovery, we believe recovery should be the expectation, not the exception. Whether you find support with mutual aid, harm reduction, medication, or yoga, your recovery is beautiful and worth celebrating. Learn more and become part of the recovery movement at unityrecovery.org.
And we're back. She's really outspoken and wonderful, a wonderful leader in the community. And she has this great definition that's been widely quoted. And so she says is that diet culture is a system of beliefs that, and I'm not going to read all of it, but I'm going to read the little bit of the bullet points here. The system of beliefs that worships thinness and equates it to health and moral value or virtue. It promotes weight loss as a means of attaining a higher status. And it demonizes certain ways of eating. Again, you know, listen to the clean episode, episode 13. It demonizes certain ways of eating while elevating others. Mm. So you have to be like hypervigilant about your food. And then it oppresses people who don't match up with the supposed picture of health. And this is and what she goes on to say here is that it's disproportionately harmful to women, femmes, trans folks, people in larger bodies, people of color, people with disabilities. It damages both their mental health, mental and physical health.
Yeah. Because they're trying to be a certain way.
Well, and it gives people the message that if they don't fit this norm or this standard of beauty,
they're rejected and oppressed.
That there's something wrong with them, right? Yeah.
That's offensive.
Yeah. And so no wonder, you know, we're all so messed up about food.
Right.
And our bodies.
And it's crazy that, you know, we've gotten to this age, you know, this year, as it were. You know, we're both 39. This is something that we have become aware of in the last few years, but for over 30 years, we were subjected to this. And I know women in their 60s and 70s that are still doing this now. And it kind of breaks my heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I have a client who's actually just turned 70. And we calculated the number of messages she received that she wasn't good enough, like that her body wasn't good enough or there was something wrong with her around food or her body.
Wow.
Over 400,000 messages she's received.
Wow. How do you even begin to calculate
that? We had to estimate like how many ads, how many messages from mom or whatever, you know, how many. And she calculators, and then self, you know, messages you tell yourself as well.
Yeah. But, I still catch from myself the now. Yeah. I still, you know, I went to Lane Bryant the other day. Even though I've lived in America for 2.5 years, I've still been ordering my clothes from England. And I went to Lane Bryant and I caught myself looking in the mirror and saying not very nice things to myself because of diet culture. Like, your body's not supposed to look that way. Mm. You know, you're not supposed to have a bump in that area or whatever. And it's super shaming. Mm-hmm. You know, and then it's what we do as a result of that, you know, that kind of reinforces that negative belief pattern. It's awful.
Yeah, so these are all, you know, so we've been talking mainly about external messages, right? But then we internalize them.
Right.
And we don't even realize, like, that wiring gets so powerful. We don't even notice most of the time when we're having these thoughts or messages. And then we go into a shame spiral.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's really harmful.
It is really harmful. And I think there's another point, too, about, you know, about food as a whole. Like, so when we talk about having a lack of willpower or, you know, like, I'm just, all I want to do is eat carbs and I've got my period and da 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 da. Like, I believe that, and I think this is aligned with your belief, like, the body is actually trying to tell us that it needs something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when we're both tired, we have the same thing where we really want carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we should be shaming ourselves for that or restricting and saying, you know, my body's wired in the wrong way and I should be able to control it better. And there's a reason why these cravings, you know, these desires are so strong, right? It's because our body is saying, I need energy.
Absolutely. And, you know, I can't wait to dive more into intuitive eating, but I think the underlying message of what you're saying is that, or this, you know, the connection here is that every time we tell our bodies or we get the message that our bodies are wrong, we break trust and connection with our bodies. And so then we're guided externally instead of internally. And so in general, that's how diet culture is harming to our bodies, because it tells us that we're wrong. We can't be trusted.
Yeah. And then we reinforce that belief.
Yeah. And then we internalize that. And then we tell ourselves that. And so it gets us so far away from being able to be self-guided and have trust with our bodies. And man, if we all just had trust and connection with our bodies, like, how much better off would the world be, right?
Oh my God.
Like, I know I feel a million times better the more connected I am and the more trust, you know, and I've worked really hard at it, but there's still days, like you said, you know, where, I mean, I wake up and I'm like, I just don't, you know, like caffeine and I'm running and I'm not paying attention, you know, and I still find myself sometimes questioning, like today I was feeling hungry and it was like 11 and I was like, oh, it's not lunchtime yet,
right?
Who cares? I was hungry. I had a matcha latte, it was delicious, but I probably could have done with some food, you know. I could probably just a little tired and a little more hungry. And actually, now that I think about it, my breakfast, it was like the end of something I had already prepared. And so, it probably wasn't as much as I normally would eat. I don't, you know, who knows? And I had it in a different shaped container. So, like, I don't really know.
So,
but
your body wasn't satisfied and needed more energy.
Exactly. I wasn't satisfied to begin with this morning.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
I needed some more fuel. So, so instead of believing my body, I just threw some caffeine on the fire. I'm a little wound up. I don't know if you can tell.
So what's the solution? What's our breaking free solution?
Oh, the breaking free solution. Yeah. So I think for me, the breaking free solution is really to begin to question and reject diet culture.
Yeah.
Questioning, like, where is this message coming from? Is this, you know, especially if it's like a diet ad, is this, like, they're profiting off of me believing I'm broken? Is this something I should buy into or listen to, right?
And the marketing is so strong and so geared towards you acting, it's really hard to overcome. I mean, I know I found myself with my computer ready to buy something when I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, what just happened? I've bought this steam cleaner that I don't even need.
it's really incredible how powerful it is. And, you know, everybody looks happy Yeah. That's really, you know, they're selling us, you're going to be happy.
And they always have families in there too, don't they?
The whole thing, yeah. They really are good at it.
Manipulative.
Yeah. So, you know, and that goes for television. That goes for anytime, you know, basically anytime you're having external input. Mm-hmm. Social media is huge. I would say definitely, you know, work on curating your feed in a way that isn't giving you the message that your body is wrong.
Yeah. So unfollow.
Yeah.
Defriend.
Go follow people that, you know, are diverse, right? And that have different kinds of bodies.
Yeah.
I think, you know, there's a ton of really amazing intuitive eating coaches, dietitians, a ton of health at every size providers, practitioners. Yeah. You can actually go to their website and see a list of people who have made the pledge to, you know, to encourage and support health at every size and be anti-diet and anti, you know, diet culture. So that's, you know, one thing you could do. And then, you know, really working on that awareness. So getting curious, questioning. If you're having those thoughts, really asking, like, where is this thought coming from? Mm-hmm. Is this coming from me? Is this something I've internalized? So I was listening to, I wish I could remember the name of the podcast. I'm going to try to track this down and put it in the show notes. But there was a fat activist on a podcast. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was Body Kindness. Anyway, they were talking about these messages. And she was talking about trauma and recovering from, you know, disordered eating and these things. She's a really incredible person. And she said when she has those thoughts, she thinks of them as like weeds and like invasive species. So those aren't from her. Those are from other people. And she just like weeds them out. And I'm like, that's incredible, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, I got this message, you know, from my mom. Like, oh, you know, I got to give some love to all the moms. But at the same time, like a lot of women, it's like those messages started coming from their mom when they were like 10, you know, and their mom's dieting.
Yeah, watching their mom's diet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, is this my belief system or my mom's belief system, you know, or is this coming from like my friend who is constantly on some new trendy diet, you know, and even if she's calling it a lifestyle, it's a diet, friends.
Yeah, and also rejecting the conversation around that stuff. You know, if your friend is, you know, or your family are asking you about your weight, I mean, that's certainly been the case for me. It's like, actually, you know, my weight and my appearance is not a standing agenda item.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to actually have an episode on, we're going to have an episode on how to set boundaries around food and weight conversations. And we're going to have an episode on body, like comparison and body checking. Even that behavior, I still struggle with that. Like looking at like, oh, does this, you know, like, does this roll? Like, can you see this roll in this shirt? Or kind of, you know, like adjusting my shirt to try to make it so that like I don't have a muffin top or something. I don't know. But you know what I mean?
We do it.
Yeah. And then when we go out, like looking at everyone else's bodies and kind of compare, you know, all of those things, really just increasing our awareness and like, oh, what, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
Right. And then I would say the other pieces. Really starting to try to build trust with our body. And, you know, that looks a little different for everyone, but most often for me, it starts with connecting to my body, like listening and getting connected.
So. How do you do that?
We could have like 5 episodes on this. But, you know, for me, meditation helps, but even just pausing and checking in. There's a Sarah Vaughan in meditation where she says, like, put your hand on your heart, right? And then your other hand on your belly, which I know for some people is a little uncomfortable, but you know, we roll with it, right? So put our hand on our heart and our belly and just say, I love you. I'm listening. It's so beautiful. I got a bell for Sarah Blondin, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and Christy deserved a bell, but I forgot. Yeah. We will include her definition in the show notes as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for this. Has been a really fun episode for me. So I'd love to hear, do you have any other last thoughts or any other input on the Breaking Free solution?
Not really. I just encourage people to do what's right for them. Like with anything in recovery is, you know, to, like you said, question, celebrate awareness, right? Celebrate the awareness of recognizing that you're having harmful thoughts or that people are saying harmful things to you and, you know, really start to dig into that and not use it as a weapon against yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so that awareness is so valuable. And if we have this like, oh, I shouldn't be thinking this.
Right.
You're not going to even want to have that awareness. Instead, like, oh, I'm noticing when I have these thoughts. How exciting. What does this mean?
Yeah.
Where does this come from?
No judgment.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry that you're telling me, you know, like.
She's stroking her arm.
Yeah, pet yourself. Give yourself a little squeeze. Like, oh, I don't deserve that.
Oh.
I don't deserve that crap.
No, we really don't. No. We've been thrown off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Haven't we?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And my wish for you today is that if you're struggling with food and body image, you'll find the support that you need to begin to heal. Thank you for listening to Breaking Free Podcast, Your Recovery, Your Way.
We want to hear from you.
Email us at hello@breakingfreerecovery.com or join our Facebook group, Breaking Free Community.
Tell us what Breaking Free means to you.